The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
Yeah, this would freak you out, I think. Just guessing, you look at your bank statement, like this guy did, and he sees that he's $43 billion overdrawn.
That's a lot. Yeah, it is. You probably didn't spend that in a day.
I would ask myself, like, okay.
All right,
where was the fun? Then, I don't remember any fun.
That's a good point.
I spent $43
billion. Yeah.
Still have one headlight out on the car. I don't know where this...
Where did it go?
Where does all the money go?
You know, it is surreal watching what's going on. I'm sure you feel that way too with the news and all the stuff that's going on. A while back on the show, we talked about how weird it is. And this was a couple months ago. But I said I thought it was going to get weirder. And someone hit me up on Twitter last night and said, I heard you say things would get weirder. Is this what you were talking about? And actually, the answer is yes. This is what I was talking about. And I'm not a guy who predicts stuff at all. I'm not a predictor guy, but it's just that we've left God as a culture on all sides, and that has consequences. And people have very obviously embraced politics as an idol, and many of them used to be Christian people, and now there's not that bedrock to appeal to. It's just anger. It's what we're left with. That's it. And I say that, but you know what? I'm not actually anxious. I'm not. I hope you're not. I hope you know God and that you put your trust in Him. He's the only thing that will never let us down. You can put your faith in anything else and it'll crush you, but He won't. And the rest of our culture is going to need some people, even if it's just a few of us, but it's going to need some people, a remnant of people who know Him and remember that He is the good King and want His kingdom more than anything else. Yeah, we're talking about this guy. He got a bank statement that said he was $43 billion overdrawn.
Which is a lot.
That's a lot. Mm-hmm. I saw it in the news. If I'm him.
Yes.
I call Dave Ramsey.
Because and obviously try to you need
get
some
advice.
You need some tips.
Like, yeah.
Right.
Wait a second.
I'm obviously spending more here on entertainment than I should.
Yeah, nickel and diming, the entertainment budget, whatever it is. And now here I am. I'd like to see how Dave Ramsey would respond.
I was
going to
say
that.
Because when a person is like, $200 over their budget, he loses it kind of. So $43 million if you start out.
Well, okay, I'm in debt. Okay. How much are you in debt? $43 billion, sir.
I'll hang up and hit listen
okay,
for your
well,
answer.
We're going to need to put you on a budget. Three micro resolutions a friend of mine told me he's making.
Okay.
Three micro resolutions.
I don't think I've ever heard that before.
One was say I love you more.
Mm-hmm. Never go wrong with that.
Yeah, we talked about that for a while. Cause mm-hmm. This is a struggle for me. The other was stop at four-way stops. And I can't remember what the third one was. But let's go back to the
That's
first one.
That's quite the contrast there.
I thought that too.
It's interpersonal and it's societal.
Exactly. We talked about that. We were sharing, how why is it so hard for us as dads or husbands and say, I love you more. Hmm. And we went on for maybe a half hour. There's like, what's your other ones? He's like, stop at four-way stops.
Like, well, all right.
That's a good one
that.
Too. This guy thought it'd be funny with a couple friends. He went up to this statue that had a soldier on it, and he took the sword off, and he took it home. Mm-hmm. And the next day, he was like, I feel guilty about this. But he didn't know how to return it exactly without people finding out who he was. He's lived with it for 40 years.
Wow.
And he's felt guilty about it. Man. And he just returned it. He contacted the city, said, I've had this thing for 40 years. I feel so bad. And they said, well, just bring it in. You know, we'll give you amnesty. Mm-hmm. It made me think, though, about guilt and stuff that we go through. And we just live with it, like, instead of owning up to it. Mm-hmm. Like, it makes such life so much lighter. Yeah, okay, you did something. Instead of me making excuses for something I did a long time ago or trying to make it okay in my head, like, all that stuff. No. How about, I was wrong. God, thank you for forgiveness. Thank you. I can be done with this. Okay, it's a little bit of a hokey experiment, but it's true. If you hold up a blank sheet of paper, it's not totally blank. It has like a little ink blot on it, mm-hmm. a little one. Mm-hmm. And you say, what do you see? People will say, I see an ink blot. Mm-hmm. And that's true. And it's kind of a rigged thing. But it does illustrate something, which is there's a whole lot of paper there that no one ever comments on. They only see the little thing.
That's a great point.
Yeah. And the reason I was reading an author making a point about this, saying we have to consciously call to mind. There are blessings in our lives we totally ignore. We just notice the area of pain. And all these other things are going okay. Same thing happens with your body. Like if your pinky hurts, you jammed it on a basketball or something, like, it's all you think about. Rest of your body's fine. But we have to consciously call that in mind because God's doing so many good things. He's done so much good for us, and we sometimes just don't even see it. Making New Year's resolutions is pretty hard, so I'm helping people out with this. We got Lizzie on the phone, right?
Yes, that is right.
How about this? I made a New Year's resolution. I have a New Year's resolution generator.
Okay.
It's random.
Ooh.
So you just have to give me digits, 1 through 7, and I have 4 sections here, so I just need 4 digits, 1 through 7. So give me the first one, and I'll tell you what it says, and then we'll build a resolution.
And there's a resolution for her. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So we're gonna go with 2.
Okay. Start.
4.
Freestyle rapping. This is your generator 5. So far. 5. So we said.
Mm-hmm.
After.
7.
Grandpa's stories.
Oh wow!
Start freestyle rapping.
I'll have to consider that, yeah.
After Grandpa's stories, that's your resolution.
That's fun for the whole family.
2021.
Perfect.
Go.
There's some things we don't know, but we kind of act like we do. I mean, I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like to say, I don't know. We like to come up with some answer. It makes us seem like we know stuff. That's my problem, too.
I got to tell you, look at how we try to come up with answers why certain things befall us,
mm-hmm.
like a sickness or a pandemic or you name it.
Mm-hmm.
An earthquake hits, and it's like, well, see, the problem was you guys.
Right.
Man, Job's friends in the Bible, they did that. They're actually pretty good guys. They spent like a week with him just silently, like being with him. That's all good. But then they start acting like they know stuff they don't. Like, here's why this is happening to you.
Mm-hmm.
Here's why God is meting out his punishment upon you because of something. They were wrong. Didn't know what they were talking about. Did not please God.
Mm-hmm.
And the rain falls on the just and the unjust alike, we're told. Like, to come up with this, I know what's really going on here, man. I don't want to do that.
Fellowship Home Loans is one of our sponsors. Mike and Brian are really awesome, and we would not tell you otherwise if we had any qualms about them at all. We'd be like, we don't need sponsors.
Yeah. We've turned a lot of folks down.
No, yeah, honestly, it's kind of a limited thing, and we both have used them for our own mortgages and been ecstatic with it. So if you're interested at all, they're great to talk to. It's Mike and Brian, fellowshiphomeloans.com.
The number one New Year's resolution is lose weight. That's not a big shocker. Followed by exercise more. That's not a big shocker either.
Right.
You know what? Something I thought was genius. Mm. My friend is doing. I think this is so genius because most of us, we burn out after 2 weeks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He's engaging in a year-long process to work on a problem he has, which is his patience, the lack of it.
Okay.
But he knows he's a believer.
Mm-hmm.
He knows he's got to grow in this area.
Mm-hmm.
He is an employer.
Mm-hmm.
He has asked one of his employees, who he gets impatient with, to check him on this and do. They're going to do updates through the year.
Wow.
And also his wife and people around him. And he said, I know what I have to do. I have to spend more time turning my attention to God and that he'll help me grow that.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to have people asking me about that. I'm going to focus on this.
That is next level to have people checking you on it.
Yes. There's a vulnerability to that.
And a humility.
And a discipline. Because, again, you can't just say, I'm going to be more patient. It's like, it's only going to be you turning your heart to God repeatedly more often, spending more time with him, enjoying him more, and he'll bring that to happen.
Sherry went and saw, and you probably didn't go and see, did you?
No, I didn't have the app that had it.
Ponied up the 20 bucks.
I have that app anyway because I don't use cable. So
what app?
HBO Max.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not appropriate for Christian. But anyway, like, so.
No Max. Until they come out with Jesus Max, Heaven Max, then that's what you're allowed to have.
Kevin Max. All right. Am I? I am.
Whenever that comes out, yeah, uh-huh. That's when.
So anyway, you don't want to spoil anything, but tell everybody what you were telling me, because that's fascinating.
Yeah, now I am a huge, 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 huge Wonder Woman fan. Like, Linda Carter used to...
Yeah.
Watch it, tie a little scarf around my neck and watch it every time it was on. So I was prone to like whatever they did anyway. But it's been panned by a lot of people. But I was amazed, without giving any spoilers, just the idea, the premise of absolute truth. Mm-hmm. Absolute moral truth. That there is a truth. And you can have your truth and walk that path if you want and do the things that make you feel good or the things you wish for. But the problem is that's going to cause a huge pileup of different truths, and it's going to be chaos. A society cannot exist. That's basically what it was saying. A society cannot exist with everybody getting what they want. And I was just amazed. Like, I can't believe they got to say this, because that's certainly not the cultural thought process right now.
No.
And yeah, that was there was even a, oh gosh. In the beginning, she's a little girl and she's competing and she's doing well. And I don't want to spoil anything. It was just a moment when her aunt, who is a great warrior, chided her on the fact that said, you can't, how did she say it? You're good enough to win, but you're not ready to win yet. Meaning, she said, you don't have the truth. You don't understand truth yet to win. And even that, because I just feel like we're inundated with a different voice than that. And I was shocked at how they played that out, how you lose. And they were specific. Here's what you're losing when you choose that. And then there's a moment where one of the characters understands, I am choosing my own wish, my own personal truth. It's destroying me, but I don't want to give it up. And at one point, Wonder Woman says to the person, you have to give it up now. It's over. And the person screams to her, never, like in a, and it's a gut-wrenching scream. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, I think we've all been there where it's like, this is destroying you. Mm-hmm. You have to give it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. And I understand all the different reasons why people said it was a horrible movie, and I wouldn't necessarily discount any of that. But when you even say, here's what this looks like when we all get what we want.
Totally.
Chaos.
Now, you remember, I probably told you about this, or you probably saw the episode, the Simpsons episode years ago, where it was the Do What You Feel episode.
No.
I can't remember.
That's fantastic.
Somebody, I can't remember how it occurred, but somebody came in peddling this idea that really we should just all be self-actualized and do whatever we feel.
Yes.
Like, that's the key.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who's to say?
Yes.
So they actually did an episode about that. Mm-hmm. Well, they had a Do What You Feel festival downtown with rides and stuff, like a Ferris wheel.
Right.
The mayor got up on stage like, hey, I want to welcome everybody to the Do What You Feel festival. He's up there with his wife, but then he puts his arm around another woman.
Right.
He's like, wait, I want to introduce you to my mistress. And
because do what you feel.
Because we do what you feel. You can't judge that. Yes. It was like, oh, okay, great. That's awesome. Well, then cut away from the festival. Your guy's lying, a maintenance man's lying next to a tree having lunch or whatever, and he's just throwing a bolt up and down in his hand.
Uh-huh.
And some like neighbor guy's like, hey, isn't that one of the bolts that needs to go in the Ferris wheel? Aren't you supposed to be fixing it? And then as he's talking, you see the Ferris wheel come unbolted. And with all these kids on it, it starts rolling down the street.
The kids
are all screaming, and it goes off into the horizon. Hey, aren't you supposed to say, I didn't feel like it.
Yep. That is exactly the direction of this. And I was just shocked that they would have something like that.
That's great. So, to wit on this, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw on Twitter, and I would have to find it to get it exactly right. Mm-hmm. But a former Christian musician, mm-hmm. I think he's still a musician.
Okay.
I think he's moved away from the faith. I'd have to do some background on that. I mean, mm-hmm. a lot of people listening have heard of him. Mm-hmm. And then he started getting, like, he decided he disagreed with the politics. And mm-hmm. then it's like one step.
Yeah.
And now he's on Twitter denying the reality of evil. Mm-hmm. There is no such thing as evil. And someone's followed up, like, seriously, Hitler, mm-hmm. Stalin, mm-hmm. that's not evil. And he's like, he said, they're not evil. There is no evil. Wow. We can use that as a construct, but that's only your construct.
Yeah, well.
So.
That's ultimately.
That is ultimately where you go.
Where you have to be.
Where you have to go. Yeah, so yeah. I just think you have to be very privileged to say that. Mm-hmm. In human history and in human, wherever you are, and, mm-hmm. and like, you have to be very protected.
Yes.
To be able to say that it's just a construct. And mm-hmm. so I guess, since it's just a construct, that Hitler's construct, mm-hmm. well, he's just got a construct of what evil is, and so do you. So who's this, like, who's, you know, Do What You Feel Festival?
Yeah.
Or like, what?
That's
what,
ultimately what where that? it has to go.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah.
It makes I don't even think anybody really believes it.
No, you don't believe it. And you certainly don't believe it when something happens to
right.
your family.
No, of course, it's the same guy right. on Twitter has decried all sorts of things
yes,
for being
absolutely.
Objectively wrong. Nobody, anyway. Way to go, Wonder Woman writer, for taking that on.
Yeah.
That's cool that got greenlit.
I kept watching, like, how did this happen? And then, of course, you get on Twitter and you get on Facebook and everyone's like, it's the most awful movie in the world.
Well, were they objecting because...
No, not about that.
It was that there wasn't enough whiz-bang,
explosions. She wasn't fighting enough. But again, she's in the position that everyone else is, which is I've chosen my own wish, my own personal truth. And it's impacting me too.
It's always been with the, is she in the Marvel or DC?
Okay. Yeah, DC.
But all of those films to mm-hmm. me, I was telling Sherry this before we started the podcast, but I was like, I would love mm-hmm. all the Marvel films mm-hmm. and the DC films probably mm-hmm. If they just got rid of all the flying around whiz bang, sock, pow.
Everybody sit down for a second.
Like, well, I can't even tell what's going on.
That's all their superheroes, Brant.
But it doesn't have to be that much.
Right.
Like, the stories are great, and mm-hmm. they present some, the characters are great. I love all of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just can't handle that.
I will tell you that was a lot of people's problem with Wonder Woman.
It wasn't enough.
But that's because she's impacted by the storyline.
Well, then she should just append at the end. Just like 38 minutes of
just
okay,
nonstop.
All right, we're
gonna
punch somebody in the face, and they're gonna go through six walls. Okay.
Over and over and over again.
All right.
Is that good for you guys?
Okay. And then this. Stick around after the credits when somebody flies around 700 miles an hour.
We got you.
Punches somebody in the face. It's usually punches somebody in the face. It's like they got all these.
Yes.
All of these abilities and
that's true.
Technology.
And you're
that
just
going
right
to do
what an average human does is punch somebody in the face.
I'm going to use this technology to get my fist close to your face,
your
and then I will punch you in the face.
Because I'm a superhero. And that's like, what superheroes do.
I will land this F-14 Tomcat right next to you. I will pop the hatch. I will get out, go down the ladder.
Use my little utility belt.
And then I will take my helmet off.
I'm going to punch you right in the face, buddy.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.